The second day of the blessed month of Tuba, the departure of Anba Theonas, 16th Pope of Alexandria. On this day, in the year 301 AD, the saintly patriarch Anba Theonas, the 16th Pope of Alexandria, departed. He was consecrated patriarch on the second day of Kiak in 282 AD. This holy father was righteous, meek, and scholarly, gentle and loving to everyone. He built a church in Alexandria dedicated to the name of the Virgin Saint Mary for the faithful Christians to worship therein. Until his time, the Christians were praying in homes and in caves because of the pagan persecution for the church. But many believed in the Lord Christ at the hands of Anba Theonas, and he baptized them. During his papacy, a heretic called Sabellius appeared who denied the true Trinity of God, and he was teaching that the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are one person. Pope Theonas excommunicated Sabellius, and he put an end to the heresy of Sabellius by convincing proofs from the holy books. When Saint Theonas completed his good endeavor, he departed in peace and was buried in the monastery of the Cave in Alexandria. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, in the year 305 AD, Saint Callinicus, Bishop of Osim, was martyred. St. Callinicus taught the people and asked them to be steadfast in their orthodox faith, refusing the worship of idols and raising incense to them. When Emperor Diocletian found out about that, he sent his soldiers to seize him. Anba Callinicus gathered his people in the church and prayed the divine liturgy and administered communion to them, and then delivered himself to the soldiers among the tears of his flock. The soldiers took him to the governor, who severely tortured him, but the Lord healed and comforted Callinicus. Then the governor ordered to slit his arm from the hand to the shoulder. Callinicus delivered up his pure soul, and he received the crown of martyrdom. The soldiers cast the body of Anba Callinicus onto a hill, and the Lord guided some Christians who came at night and took the body and shrouded and buried the bishop with great veneration. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, the ascetic saint Anba Ioanna departed. This saint dwelt in one of the monasteries of Hagar Armant. He exerted himself with many fasts and asceticism. The Lord of glory granted him the gift of casting out evil spirits and healing the sick. When Ioanna's departure drew near, some saints appeared to him to invite him to the eternal joy. Ioanna fell asleep in the Lord when he was 70 years old. The monks were sad for his departure, and the bishop of the city came and prayed over Anba Ioanna, and they buried him beside the church of the monastery with great veneration. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.